There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Veronique de Regis of the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. A revelation that I was completely ignorant of, the idea that the income tax that you pay in America, you also pay when you're not in America. That's right. The IRS regards you as a citizen of the United States, whether you live over there, over there, over there. And when it comes to tax time, even if you think you don't owe any taxes, and there's some rules here, you need to file the tax accounts and lots of documents, something that I would fail to do. So you hire an accountant and it becomes extremely clumsy. However, let's get to the fundamentals. Veronique, a very good evening to you. There is a tax credit that you get, and after that, let's say you're in a country without a treaty, a tax treaty with the United States. The tax credit is now extended to $126,000, I learned from your essay, at Creators Syndicate. Above that, what happens to the money you owe? If you earn more than $126,000, what do you owe the U.S.? What do you owe the country you're in? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, so we have a worldwide tax system, so it means that basically, first you have, as you said, you have to file. So that's the first thing, no matter whether you owe taxes or not. And if you're in a country that doesn't have a tax treaty with the U.S. and you have already used the foreign earned income tax credit, but also some with some countries, you can actually utilize a tax credit for taxes that you've paid abroad. Well, the rest of that income that is above that level will be double taxed because it will be taxed by the foreign country and it will be taxed by the U.S. government. But the thing that's important also to know is, by the way, this applies to you. If you go and you attend a conference and they pay you for your service, you are supposed, even if they withhold some money from the fee that they pay you and you come back to the U.S., the IRS intends for you to give them an account of that money and possibly to pay taxes on it.
So you're in, say I'm in a foreign country and I'm paid for a week's time of my work, which is pretty much I talk for a week. When I get home to America, that money is the same as if I earned it in America? Is that the way to understand that?
Yes, that's the way to understand it. Usually, so for instance, there's only one country really that has the kind of similar country and that, like we do. Most countries have what we call a territorial system where basically you only pay taxes where you earn it. But the U.S. is different. We are required as Americans, and by the way, green card holder, if you don't have an American citizenship, but you are a green card holder, you're going to be imposed on your worldwide income. It means that it doesn't matter where the money is earned. If you earn it abroad, you're still, and no matter how much that you've paid taxes abroad, the IRS want to know, you have to report it. And depending on the country where you've earned it, whether there's a tax treaty, whether you can utilize all the different foreign tax credits and stuff like this, you may be liable for extra taxes.
This seems, I can't be the first person who thinks that this sounds unfair. How did we get into this fix and what are we going to do about it?
Well, hopefully, how we got into this, I'm not exactly know that. I know that at time it's been worse because during the Carter years, the tax credit, the amount of the tax credit was dramatically lowered. And then I think it was elevated back again under Reagan. And then under Clinton, it was still not addressed, and they made it worse because a bunch of Republicans actually decided since when you were someone of means and you moved to another country, for instance, to be work for an American company abroad, and you don't want to pay double taxation. Some people wanted to withdraw give up their American citizenship. And the Republicans in 96 actually passed a law that if you're worth more than $500,000, then you have to pay an exit tax. I mean, there's so many bad things. How do we get out of it? Congress, really, it boils down to Congress, has to pass a law to move the U.S., like all the other countries, away from a worldwide tax system and towards a territorial tax system. By the way, it's worth noting that we know that it's a bad thing, and President Trump knows. He's actually expressed that he wanted to change this. And his tax law in 2017 changed it for corporations, because until 2017, the corporations too were imposed on a worldwide tax system. And it explains, because there was a tax credit for tax paid, but also if you kept your money abroad instead of bringing it back to the U.S., you weren't taxed. So it created all sorts of distortions that were really bad, because companies, multinational companies, would keep their money abroad and not bring it back.
Hypothetical. I'm a Romanian citizen. I was born in Bucharest. However, in the course of my life, I've married an American citizen and have an American and Romanian passport, both dual passports. My need is to go home to my native country, to live in Bucharest for the rest of my life. What happens to me? Do I continue to pay American taxes, though I've moved back to Romania where I was born?
Well, I don't know what the tax treaty is with Romania. And I don't know what exact tax credits you would get, but let's assume there's no tax treaty with Romania. Once you've utilized the foreign earned income tax credit and possibly a tax credit for the tax paid in Romania, yes, you would have to pay American taxes. And again, even if you hadn't become an American, just the fact that you have a green card, that you're a green card holder, subjects you to the same obligation.
Well, I think that you've guided me to say that the way to get out of it is to give up my American citizenship. But you've already said I'll be penalized if I have assets above $500,000. I wonder how they arrived at that number, because housing would mean that if you ever owned a house, they're going to come for you. So the whole thing is, it's punitive. Is that do they mean it to be punitive?
Well, yeah, they want to try to dissuade you from giving up your American citizenship. So, yeah, that's why it's punitive. And to be fair, I think when they were doing the $500,000, so I have $1 million. I think at the time it was like, so it was, I guess it was, 30 years ago. It was, I mean, it represented a significant amount of money. So it was only going to affect, really higher income, taxpayers. But, I don't know if they've updated that number, but if you remember, there's been cases reported about the number of Americans having to give up their citizenship when they move abroad. And a lot of Americans who move abroad, by the way, they go and move abroad usually to work for American companies, right, promoting exports, American exports. So it's a really bad and distortive system.
Veronique DeRichy of the Mercatus Center, earning money overseas, self-admitted IRS. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.